Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Horace, the ancient Roman poet, wrote, "It is courage, courage, courage that raises the blood of life to crimson splendor. Live bravely and present a brave front to adversity." Virtually every day, we're given news about military servicemen and women and their families who have faced incredible odds, and sometimes, too many times, tragedy. But in what may often seem like the convoluted world of everyday life, where we, in the 21st century, have seemingly found the knack of ramping up the speed or pace of life to the fringes of sanity, it's good to know that hope beams shine down on us from above. And we certainly need that. And they come in the form of certain individuals who work hard and steadily at their craft, serving people, making people's lives better. Our guest today is one of those individuals. He has, for years, decades, served in a very pivotal and strategic way in caring for people, his patients. And he's not only done so here in these islands, but he's done it overseas. But you know, as we normally do at the beginning of our show, we like to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is because we firmly believe, and I say that with a joy of heart, that God has given us the privilege to bring you the hope that is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. That there isn't any challenge, there isn't any odds that you face today that with God's help, that you cannot overcome, that you cannot not only survive, but somehow in a way that only God can, He can help you to thrive through it. And I believe that you'll be inspired and encouraged today. Our purpose to lead you closer to the Lord. Dr. Kerry Ishihara has served on active duty in the United States Army and as a United States Army Reserve until his retirement as a lieutenant colonel. He's a local boy who graduated from Damien Memorial High School before moving to Washington State, where he received his undergraduate degree as well as his degree, Doctor of Dental Surgery degree. They're the Washington Huskies. He's been practicing dentistry for several decades now in Waiawa and has been a member of Paradise Global Mission teams in the Dominican Republic. He's also traveled on short-term missions to other parts of the world as well. And like Jamaica. And he is a strong follower of the Lord Jesus, both he and his wife, Joni. They attend New Hope Central Oahu and have two daughters, Kelly and Tori. Dr. Ishihara, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Ishihara, tell us, I mentioned you went to Damien, but tell us a little bit more, local style. Where did you grow up?
We initially lived in Kamehameha Heights, right below Camp School, until I was in the sixth grade. And then my dad and my mom bought a house in Salt Lake, and so we moved there, and that's where I lived with the rest of my family until graduated high school in 1976.
So you grew up in Kalihi, went to Kapalama?
Elementary. Kalakaua Intermediate.
Okay.
And then from there, I went to Damien High School.
Damien. So the Monarchs.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think hopefully there are alumni out there that feel proud that they went to the school. Mm-hmm. I still have a great love for the school. They helped mold me into, you know, someone who could hopefully succeed in college, and mm-hmm. and I feel a great debt to the school mm-hmm. for helping me.
Now, you became a dentist. Where did that dream, or where did that desire come from? You know, growing up, you grew up in Kalihi and then moved to Salt Lake, but then went to Damien. How did it all come about? What caused you to leave and go to UW?
My dad, I think his great goal in life was to try to do the best he could to make sure that his sons, I have two younger brothers, got an education so that we would not have to toil. I guess in his eyes, we didn't have to, you know, sweat and mm-hmm. dig ditches and, you know, do those types of manual labor jobs. It was important for him to help us to get educated. So we've kind of been on the track of knowing that my parents' desire was for us to go to college. But when you're that age, I guess you take that in and you're not real sure what it's going to take for you to go to college. And I think that's where Damien helped to put us on a track where we could learn the subject matter and the skills that we needed to go to college. Mm-hmm. So, being from a middle-class, blue-collar type family growing up, it was a stretch economically for my parents to even send all of us to Damien, even though the tuition was not as high as Punahou or Iolani. But you know, they managed to scrape together the income to or the finances to get us to go to school. And so going then to college and going to the mainland for college, that was going to be a real stretch. How my dad figured out that we could maybe go to school on the mainland was to apply for an ROTC scholarship. And so that was my initial introduction to the military, because up until then, I had no idea what type of life or what type of routine you would have to do if you were going to mm-hmm. be a military person.
So that was a path that you took. It's interesting, and I want you to bring us back to some of the things that are happening in your life now that are very relevant to not only your family, but I think it'd be relevant to families in general because of the high cost of tuition. And yet it comes in the face of being at war and the challenges, the fears, the things that people have to face every single day. It comes in the face of that, but how it has worked in your life and in the life of your daughters. You know, Carrie, Dr. Ishihara, you became a dentist. You went to the University of Washington. And I want to hear about that journey of how, okay, so we know how you got to school, but what led you to become a dentist? Because in becoming a dentist, you not only have been able to serve many, many people throughout the years with your specialty, but you've been able to share this as a gift to people all over the world in places that don't have the kind of services that we do here in the United States. And I've been there with you, and I have seen you work. I mean, you, along with Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa, have worked. And I mean, you guys must lose so much weight when you're working. There's no air conditioning, you're just there working. But how the journey all came about. When we come back from our break, I'd like for you to share that with us, how you became a dentist. And then while you're at it, talk to us about how you became a Christian, how you became a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I think today, Doctor, somebody is, maybe a parent is having to make a decision about their child. Maybe they have some financial concerns. Maybe somebody who is in the military or is connected to someone who's serving in the military. They're going to connect with some and a lot of what you say. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Dr. Kerry Ishihara. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Dr. Kerry Ishihara. Dr. Ishihara, before our break, talk to us about how he went to Damien Memorial High School and how through the ROTC he was able to finance his education at the University of Washington. Along the way, Dr. Ishihara, you know, I'd like you to talk to us and tell us how, because obviously now you're serving the Lord, you're very involved with your church and in missions. How did you become a Christian?
I grew up in a home that was not a Christian home. We went to the church, a Christian church, for weddings. And most of the time we were at a Buddhist church for funerals. So that was my sort of experience with the church until I went to Damien. And of course, Damien being a Catholic high school, we were introduced to the person of Jesus Christ, the Bible, and the Catholic faith. And it was never forced upon you at Damien. There are religion classes that they will teach you the basics of the Christian faith, but no one expects you to be Christian or Catholic. You know, I just kind of grew up thinking what my parents wanted for us was a better life, not having to sweat and labor as hard as they did in order to make ends meet. And so that was my whole goal in life was, okay, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to get an education, I'm going to get a good job so that I could live the good life, what I thought was the good life. And going through school was a challenge for, you know, anyone going to school. It's a challenge, but, you know, you persevere and you think you're sort of doing it all on your own. And, you know, that's what I thought. I'm doing it all on my own and not believing in any type of God or higher power. And so, you know, progressing through school, getting to the next goal and the next goal, graduating undergraduate, graduating dental school, always trying to pursue and seek what I thought was what we needed or what I needed in life. And with every goal you attain, finding that there's not really, it's not all what it's cracked up to be. It's not the you don't feel any sense of peace. You don't feel any, you know, real sense of fulfillment. You're just kind of looking for the next thing. And so, you know, that was my life up until the time that I got married. And my wife, Joni, grew up in a Christian home. She went to the United Church of Christ in Waimea, Kauai, and her upbringing was always around the church. And she was not a very, she didn't wear Jesus on her sleeve. It wasn't that she always talked about God or talked about Jesus, but she lived the Christian life. And it was her influence, her being Jesus to me, is what opened my heart to Christ, and my life hasn't been the same since. It's changed a lot. It's changed. It has given me the reason to do what I do, and it's given me the reason to live, and a reason to continue to want to serve Him.
Now you've been blessed with Joni, and you've been blessed with two daughters. Tell us about your family.
Well, yeah, I have two daughters. They're currently both in college. Kelly is the oldest. She's now 22. She graduated this May from the University of San Francisco and is currently now in her first year of medical school at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. Tori is our younger daughter. She's 20, and she will be starting her third year at the University of Portland. Both girls are in their undergraduate years, are able to go to school on Army ROTC scholarships. And Kelly, starting medical school now, has been granted a health profession scholarship from the Army. Will pay for her way through medical school.
Yeah, doctor, I think about maybe a parent might be thinking, ROTC, that means the Army will help Well, they will take care of their tuition, but they have to serve also. Have you thought about that? About what their lives are like, or what their lives would be like, or what could even possibly happen, you know, under the conditions that we live in today, being at war? You know, how have you processed that?
Well, certainly, you know, as a parent, you always, like all of the parents of the soldiers that are serving currently, are always fear that there will be a deployment, that they will have children in a combat zone, that there is a possibility that that their child may not come back home, or their child may come back home and not be the same. Mm-hmm. Physically or mentally, and Joni and I have we know the reality of you know, them having to, my daughters having to serve in the military, that may be a possibility for them also. And of course, no parent wants their child to be in danger, to go to war, to have the possibility of actually being killed in war. But I think we both feel that while that is a possibility, and that is something that we don't want to happen, but, you know, it is in service to this country that people in the military are doing what they're doing. And if it happens that terrible thing happened where our daughters are injured or even killed, I believe that it is a death that would be honorable. You are not wanting to die for your country, but you are willing to die for your country, because that's what the risk of every soldier is, that they may die for their country.
There is a certain level of, there's a weightiness, there's a gravity in which I can see, just in the form, in the voice, in the heart, the reality of what you say. It means something coming from you, especially knowing what you've been through, and what you've been exposed to throughout the years, yourself being in the Army. You've been among soldiers that have been going in and out of the combat zone. In times when we've talked, you've reflected back very, very deeply about what your experience has been like. And you provided a dental care for them, but your experience with them has had such an effect on you. Tell us, where was that, and what happened?
I think my perspective of soldiers and of the Army changed a lot when the war in the Middle East started. Being around soldiers that were getting ready to deploy, when we were, the 29th Brigade was getting ready, the Army National Guard was getting ready to deploy, and we were doing exams, getting them ready to deploy. And then being activated in 2005 for about 4 months, I went to Fort Riley, Kansas, and that was my first experience with people that had actually been to Iraq, that actually had faced combat and had returned.
Dr. Ishihara, I want you to go into detail about your experience with these warriors, these soldiers. Somebody today has a son or a daughter who is deployed. Someone connected to their family. Maybe it's a husband or a wife. Maybe it's somebody's parent. who is deployed. And there are certain things that I think the civilians who benefit from what is being done on our behalf need to be reminded on a regular basis. We don't express gratitude enough. We don't do enough. We don't, because we don't know. People don't know unless you're in it. So this might be a way of just giving us another glimpse. I try, even through the Good Life Hawaii radio show, we have a special place, a very special and big place in our heart for our military families, our military community. And this is a large part of our state is comprised of military connected and related community. And so when we come back, Doctor, share with us some of the details. Give it to us straight, right out of your heart. You know, that's what we do here at the Good Life Hawaii radio show. We talk heart to heart. And it is our hope, and that in doing so, your heart somehow, through the real visceral stuff that goes on in our minds and in our hearts, in the sometimes wearying everyday life, will be a boost to you, knowing that you're not the only one that struggles. You're not alone. We're with you. And ultimately, it's the Lord who's with you. And if you're struggling right now, there's hope. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Dr. Kerry Ishihara.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Dr. Kerry Ishihara. Dr. Ishihara is a dentist in Waiawa, and we're talking about his relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, his journey of faith, and not only his professional practice, but his military service. He retired from the United States Army as a lieutenant colonel. His daughters are in ROTC, one at the University of Portland, and his older daughter is now in medical school at Georgetown University. His dear wife, Joni, led him to the Lord years ago, and he's been walking faithfully with the Lord through the ups and downs that are relatable to all of us in our everyday life. But you know, the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ has been an anchor for Dr. Ishihara, and Christ can be an anchor for you. Wouldn't you agree that these are days, I mean, all we've got to do is look at the stock market. And one day, I mean, if you pin your emotions on how your stocks are doing, and the sad thing is it weighs heavy on the reality of people's retirement. Some people on the verge of retirement. All that to say, that's just one singular example of the how the winds of change take place in life, and sometimes they do so drastically. And yet what we need in our lives is an anchor. And the relationship with Jesus Christ, Christ can be that anchor for you with love unchanging, his presence with you in the midst of life's everyday storms. And you can rest in him, rely on him, and then also be infused with his strength and his power. If you want to find out more about how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org, click on the Get to Know Jesus tab, and I have a special presentation just for you to explain to you what it means to know the Lord and how to have a relationship with Christ. Dr. Ishihara, you went to Fort
Riley,
and you were there with soldiers, warriors who had just come back and were going to go back. Come from the combat zone, and we're going to go back into the combat zone. What happened?
It was the first time I got to talk with people that actually were in combat. And I was just blown away, just amazed at the bravery, at the courage of the young men and women that I got to meet and treat. To a person, no one whined or complained about how difficult it was. No one talked about being afraid of death. They, to a person, expressed to me that this is what their job is, this is what they were trained to do, and they were willing to go back and do it. And it profoundly changed my view of the soldier. And the gratitude that I had built in my heart for each one of the soldiers was immeasurable. And all I could think of is, if they were willing to put their life on the line for all of us, I was willing to try to do my very best to help them not have a dental problem when they were deployed. And, you know, there are, it came to me from being in that situation and not even being in combat, not being deployed to Iraq, but I've concluded that a lot of the soldiers that were coming back from combat, they would not be the same again physically. They may not have a limb. They may have injuries that will not allow them to live a normal life. They may have had so much stress put on them in that combat situation that mentally they would come back and not be the same person that they were when they left. And to be put into that situation and be willing to return to the situation again on a second deployment, I could not imagine how much courage and fortitude it takes for a person to be willing to do that.
Was there any particular, I can see the, you know, the water welling up in your eyes, Doctor, and just the quiver in the way in which you convey what you're saying. Was there any particular soldier or soldiers that really stood out to you as you cared for them?
Not one person individually. It was just a common thread in all of the soldiers that they were willing to do it. And so when I returned to Hawaii, I had the opportunity to share experience in writing an article for the Hawaii Dental Journal. Mm-hmm. And the gist of the article was that the American Army soldier, the ones or Marines or Air Force or Navy, all of those service-related folks who are deployed into combat, they are the heroes. They are the heroes because they will stand up for us. They will put their lives on the line to defend our rights to be an American, to live the life that we have in America, and that they are heroes. Their families are heroes. They allow their loved one to be deployed, and the wives or husbands and the children have to hold down their fort, hold down the fort at home without that other person being there. They are heroes too. And so I hope that every American, when you have an opportunity to thank a soldier, their family, for their sacrifice, for what they're doing in serving this country, I hope you take the opportunity to do it, because I don't think you can tell them enough how much you appreciate their service to our country.
You know, God has used dentistry to be a means to get you there. And then as a dentist, you are constantly helping people's problems, right? Alleviating pain, solving a problem. And yet the way you describe this experience, the profound way in which now, if we can sort of take pieces of it and spread it out among us as a reminder to say, look, these are the heroes. We need to see it again and again. We need to hear about it again and again. And never forget that whatever we are able to, the blessing that we have from the Lord, to have the freedom of expression that we have, to live in the democratic society in which the citizens have a say, for us to be able to live in a free enterprise society, for entrepreneurialism to grow, and for people with dreams to have an opportunity to have that dream realized. And not only that, but to have an educational system to facilitate the fulfillment of that dream, and even to have the social structure so that people can have needs met when their needs are, they have to have their needs met, whether it be materially, whether it be in terms of their medical condition, and on and on. A lot of times, as you're saying, Doctor, it comes down to a soldier who is singular among others, but it's one life, willing to sacrifice for the cause of freedom, the values of American society. And that one soldier, and then it becomes the family that they are from, someone's son, someone's daughter, someone's dad, someone's brother or sister. So it's all connected, but that person willing to give it all. You know, it's something about sacrifice that touches the hearts of all of us. It doesn't matter So, you know, it doesn't even matter what your religion is. It's something about the sacrifice of someone. And yet it's there's a divine quality to it too. And that's why I think it has that deep grab within our soul, because God put that quality in us. It takes courage to do it. And when somebody does it, it really takes us in living to a whole nother level of our understanding and appreciation. And I think about the Lord and how much, how grateful we are for what he's done on our behalf. You know, Doctor, when we come back from our break, I'd like to see if we can talk a little bit more about some of your travels. You talked about being with the soldiers, but you've also gone to other parts of the world and offered your services. And the Lord has really used you to bring people closer to himself through your dental practice. There might be a dentist or someone who's related to a dentist today that might say, hey, wow, I'd like God to use me like that too. But tell us the stories of where you've been, where you traveled to, and what has taken place. You know, he's an adventuresome man, but he has a very tender heart. Very tender heart. And a generous heart and spirit. Oh, by the grace of God, it's we need more people like Dr. Kerry Ishihara. And you know, by the grace of God, he's building people in you with that same heart and same spirit. There's goodness in you. There's greatness in you. Did you know that? Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Dr. Kerry Ishihara.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Dr. Kerry Ishihara, and we are so glad that you're with us. You know, it's nothing like sometimes when you get away, you get on that airplane and you fly to a different, it might be another island, it might be a different state, it might even be a different nation. When you go away, your world view, the way that you see people, it just enlarges in ways that are hard to express unless you experience that. However, for someone who has gone, they can give us a glimpse of what it is like, whether it is a place like Jamaica or Dominican Republic and other places. And Dr. Ishihara has been to different parts of the world, and he goes there for the purpose of missionary work to spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to bring people hope. But he does so through his hands and through his dental expertise in taking care of people. Doctor, tell us about where you've been and what it's been like.
It's been a wonderful experience. It's been an experience that I would hope that anyone in healthcare, and since I'm a dentist, I hope dentists would consider volunteering for dental services, a dental mission trip. I think it is the root of why we all went into healthcare, to be able to help people without having to worry about being paid, without having to worry about paperwork, but just be able to help people. I've been fortunate enough to go on 4 mission trips so far, and hopefully just with more to come. But the first 2 years, I went with Paradise Global Missions to the Dominican Republic with Dr. Jeff Miyazawa. And actually, Danny, that was the second trip is when I got to get to know you and spend some time with you. So that was very special. I then went to Jamaica with a very good friend of mine from a Methodist church in Seattle, with a relatively big group, maybe about 35 to 40 people. And then this past year, a much smaller group, but I went with Dr. Nora Harmson to the Marshall Islands to do dental work there.
What do you find? You talk Dominican Republic, Jamaica, the Marshall Islands. What do you find has been the common need beyond just the dental care? What have you found?
Well, I always, when I come back from a mission trip, in my mind, I'm always amazed that poverty looks pretty much the same no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, no other country has the type of healthcare system we have in the United States. And so dentistry here is something taken for granted because most people have insurance. Most people go to the dentist or have access to the dentist when they are in need.
Even if they don't have insurance, there's other ways that they can somehow get care.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right. I'll plug a free clinic. The Aloha Medical Mission Clinic is the only free clinic in the state of Hawaii for dental care. And it is at Palama Settlement. And we are on the verge of being open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4, 8 to 7 on some days. So if listeners are in need of dental care and you don't have any insurance, you're not able to afford any dental care, that is where you want to go, because you will be cared for there. But in the other countries, Danny, that most people do not go to the dentist because the cost is something that they cannot afford. And so they suffer with pain, or they go only if it turns into something that could be life-threatening, or they wait for people to come on mission trips to get their dental needs taken care of.
What are some of the common things that you do?
Oh, most of the time, we end up extracting teeth, because that's in most cases that's the only thing that can be done. Where oral condition has deteriorated to the point where there is no fix, and so the Dominican Republic trips have been almost entirely extractions. Although Jeff was able to secure a dental unit, and we did. So the second trip, we actually did do fillings. We did a lot of fillings in Jamaica, but also a lot of extractions. And in the Marshall Islands, similar, mostly extractions.
So in fillings, what you're actually doing is you're preserving the teeth.
Right. We're trying to, you know, hopefully it's not deteriorated to the point where there is no treatment, but we're hopefully being able to restore the tooth so that the patient can hold on to that tooth for remainder of their life. But when, you know, and this is the thing about what I sort of discovered about mission trips, the care that you give is vitally important, because the patients in these countries do not have access to care. However, if you are solely doing the health care, you know, it's a drop in the bucket to what is needed in that community, in that town, in that country. And so, you know, that's my interest of going with a Christian organization, because I think that you come with the message of the gospel, which is vitally important, because it is something that can sustain, hopefully, their lives beyond the time that you're there fixing their teeth.
Explain that further.
Well, you know, there, and the healthcare given by so many organizations that concentrate on doing mission trips to foreign countries, the healthcare is unbelievable, and some of them, Operation Smile does you know, cleft palate repair, and it can change a person's life just by that one procedure. But I guess if we're only concerned about the healthcare, then we are fixing just a small percentage of the dental problems in that entire community. It's good, but to me it's not enough. But to the communities that don't have hope, or they are hanging on and doing, you know, living their lives with not much to hope for or look for, that's why going with an organization that is a Christian organization that will bring the hope of the gospel to them is, to me, is vitally important, because it is something that will be there, that will sustain people even after you leave.
And we've had the great privilege of being connected with Dr. Steve Dorsey.
Yes.
In the Dominican Republic. And him being a medical doctor,
right,
we've seen him in action too. I mean, even while we were there, how people would actually come, yes, to come to get emergency care, but at the same time, he's there as a constant presence, him and his wife, Julie, to provide spiritual nurture, spiritual development, discipleship in the lives of people. He's become a real beacon. I used that word earlier, a beam or a beacon of hope in that community. You know, you're talking about another dimension of service. We talk about the spiritual aspects of life, and God has made us like that. Well, Dr. Ishihara, in our closing moments, you know, you certainly have, my goodness, you certainly earned the right with who you are, where you've been, what you've done, what you've been doing. But somebody today may need a word of hope. In fact, they do need a word of hope. And they've been listening to you, and they feel a sense of connection with you and your whole journey with the Lord, and how the Lord is using you and your gracious and generous heart. What would you say to somebody right now who is at a point of need? They're facing a trial of some kind, be it financial, emotional, relational, career-wise, but they're just having a tough time, a word of encouragement, Doctor, what would you say?
Well, of course, I'm not an expert. I guess I can speak only from experience, but I do believe that God loves us each individually, that He has a plan for each of us, and that sometimes in our human condition, we think that we have to do it all on our own, and that we have to be strong, and that we have to make decisions, and we try to do it with our limited human resources. But because I believe that God loves each of us, and that He has a plan for each of us, that if you would open your heart, open your mind to God, to the love of God through Jesus Christ, that there is help and there is hope. Because we are just traveling through this life, and this is not our home. Our home is in heaven with Jesus for eternity. And so if we have that as our goal, that what we endure during this lifetime will be bearable, and He will give you the strength to bear whatever needs to be addressed.
Appropriate, Doctor, and timely. Appropriate and timely, indeed. That's a word from Dr. Ishihara's heart to yours. A dentist with the heart for the Lord, and a dentist, a father, a husband, a man who has really placed himself in the hands of the Lord. Dr. Ishihara, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a blessing to have you with us as a guest.
Thanks, Danny. Enjoy talking with you again.
Well, we always go heart to heart here, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. In the next few days, you will hear more stories from people like Dr. Kerry Ishihara. I want to invite you to invite someone to listen in and be inspired. And check out our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org, for more resources, our corporate partners, as well as our church partners to help meet some of your needs as well. Here's a scripture for today. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dr. Kerry Ishihara. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.